We're gonna do everything we can to help the sheriffs and AGs conduct this. And furthermore, to the AGs, we're going to send a certified letter with return receipts that they got the letter from us requesting these investigations. And right
Excellent
now,
idea.
how we're gonna reach out to all the sheriffs, I hope they hear or get this letter 10, 15, 20 times. So all of you who want to make sure your sheriff gets this letter, and you want to take it to him in person, or you want to email it to him in person, Jack, let's show the letter.
All right. Letter is
And
coming
folks,
up.
you can copy it off our website. We're still trying to get other groups. We have not sent it out to the press yet, but we're trying to get some other groups to join us in this and put their name on it, just like we have. So let's see. Should we read the whole thing, folks? Do you want to read the whole thing, or do you want, or does
I think you
people
should read it.
get on? Okay, well, let me just do it then. We have time.
Yeah, because it's well written and it says what we need to hear. A lot of
Yeah,
people
we
can
still
just
have
hear
time. Let's
this.
do it.
Yep.
Okay, so urgent communication for the attention and action of all sheriffs and attorneys general. In the prophetic words of Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we have destroyed ourselves from within, end quote. It is with profound concern and urgency that we confront an unsettling reality that echoes Lincoln's warning, a reality where our nation's foundation is being intentionally destroyed. As we examine what is taking place in America today, one must pose the grave question championed by Patrick Henry. Quote, are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? End quote. Today, a myriad of catastrophic issues, including rampant crime, pervasive drug trafficking, political corruption, deep-seated divisiveness, some people say divisiveness, and a staggering $36 trillion national debt, paint a harrowing picture. Furthermore, a complicit dishonest media, egregious human trafficking, and the systemic evisceration of our Constitution signal that Lincoln's dire prediction may indeed be our nation's epitaph. The escalation of organized violence and racial tension, precipitated and often orchestrated by our own government and its media partners, is alarming. Those voicing legitimate concerns over the devastation of open borders and illegal alien invasions are unjustly branded as racists, thus perpetuating a cycle of unbridled lawlessness. However, be it known to one and all, there are lawful, peaceful, and effective solutions. The supreme law of the United States of America states unambiguously, quote, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. Folks, I put the punctuation and the capitals just as it is in the Constitution. I didn't change anything. Evidence mounts daily of corrupt political figures who not only tolerate but promote illegal immigration, effectively aiding and abetting those who invade our borders. This criminal abetment and has enabled complexes in Colorado, residential complexes in Colorado, to compromising our electoral integrity, as evidenced by Arizona's and Oregon's recent admissions of, quote, accidentally registering non-citizens to vote. Accidentally. The evidence is overwhelming and very clear that the Justice Department, DHS, FBI, and the White House will do nothing to stop the criminal activity at our borders, leaving our nation vulnerable and exposed to what can only be described as orchestrated high crimes and treason. A little bit up, so I'm not looking so far down. There we go. Thank you. In light of this national crisis, we only have one alternative. the states and counties. We urgently call upon the attorneys general of each state and the sheriffs of every county and parish to initiate comprehensive investigations to determine who is responsible for these crimes and expose their motives. No one is above the law. Sheriffs and attorneys general possess a legitimate authority and jurisdiction where violations have occurred. And that's going to be 95% of all the counties in America. Let's see, where was, oh yeah. The survival of our nation and the safety of the American people are in your hands. May divine providence bless and protect you, and may God bless America. CSPOA.
Excellent.